Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday afternoon, December the 27th, 1978. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp Midwinter Camp Meeting being held in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Frank Hammond is a speaker of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Now, an area that I want us to minister in today is in reference to things that come by means of inheritance. I find this more and more prevalent, and the more deliverance ministers I talk with, the more I find out that God has led them in this same direction. Spirits try to perpetuate themselves within family situations and settings. And we find that many people have problems that were passed down. See, I had some of these myself. I had physical problems. I had emotional problems. And I accepted them for years because I said, well, I inherited this from my mother. I inherited this from my father. I'm just like them. I have this certain weakness. I found that the psalmist said that God hath chosen our inheritance for us. The devil doesn't choose our inheritance. And a lot of things that we have accepted as inheritance are not truly inheritance. Weaknesses and failures, traits of anger, temper, disposition, things like that. We say, well, I'm like my daddy, I've got his anger. Well, we don't confess that anymore. So we want to take away from the enemy anything that has come into our lives through inheritance. Now let the Lord begin to reveal to you anything that has come down under the guise of an inheritance. And we're going to break all curses that would come down through inheritance. The Scripture says that sometimes there are problems that come down as judgments that came down upon people from one generation to another. Jesus has borne the curse of the law for us. And in the Old Testament, where they didn't have that provision, that curse could be perpetuated. But today it cannot be perpetuated in the life of a believer who will exercise his authority and his position in the Lord. In other words, you don't have to continue under some kind of a problem because your father or mother or your grandparents or great-grandparents had that problem. You can use your position of authority and say, in Jesus' name, that curse is broken, and every spirit that's been operating under the guise of that curse, his power is broken and gone now in the name of Jesus. And many of you need to be set free from those kinds of curses and inheritance influences that the devil has sought to perpetrate in your life. So many of you, I anticipate right now, are going to get a real needed and a valid ministry of deliverance in these areas. So you enter into it by faith. Remember that spirits are associated with breath. The word for spirit in the New Testament is the same as the word for breath. And you enter into it with your will. One of the most difficult persons to get set free is a passive person. Now, these devils have harassed you long enough. Can you get mad at them? Jesus said, God said, we can hate those that hate him. We can hate the devil. That's one legitimate hate we can have because of what he has done for us. We say, devil, we are through with you in the name of Jesus. Now you're going to get out of me. And you can help to push him out. When we command him, you can accelerate the process of deliverance by breathing those things out. Now, don't be an extremist on the breathing. Now, some people are just so determined they're going to get that devil out. They go, you know, and first thing you know, they hyperventilate and fall out. Well, don't get carried to that excess, but don't go to the other extreme either. Don't be so self-conscious and anemic that you just sit there and afraid somebody's going to see you, you know. Don't be afraid to get in there with it. Be sure that those spirits are out. Stand against them in the authority of Jesus' name. Let your will be exercised as you purpose to breathe those things out. Many times that's just like priming the pump. And other things will happen when you really get involved in it with your spirit and with your will. All right? Let's renounce all inherited influences and curses. And then when I command them to go in the name of Jesus, you start breathing them out and let them go out. Paper towels have been dispensed here. This is a coming out of party. I thought I saw you. Yeah, here David's got some. All right. Some of the men have towels there. Take one in faith. That's an act of faith. If you don't need it, maybe your neighbor will. Some people have dry deliverances and some of them have wet deliverances. Praise the Lord. The main thing is that they come out. At a party, they always pass you a napkin. So well, this is a coming out party, so you get a napkin. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Everybody relaxed? Everybody confident in the Lord? Nobody scared? You shall tread upon serpents and scorpions, and they shall in no wise hurt you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. All right, say this with me. In the name of Jesus, I break every family curse, every demonic inheritance. I command all such spirits, in the name of Jesus, go. All right, come on out of them right now. In the name of Jesus, all over this room, I command. That's right, you spirits, come on out. You family inheritance spirits, you family, you devils that's passed down through the mother's ancestry line, in the name of Jesus, you spirits of mother weakness, I command you to go right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every curse that came in through mothers and fathers, I command you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, come on out of God's people. We're God's people, and Jesus has borne the power and broken the curse off of us in the name of Jesus. Now, you must go. Now, keep coming out. Keep coming out right now in the name of Jesus. 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 Every demon of curse, I command you right now in the power of Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come on out right now in the authority of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. That's right. Now come on out of them. Come on out, you family inheritance spirit. You family inheritance spirit. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. All the weaknesses, all the infirmities, all you family weakness and infirmity spirits, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. All spirits that are passed down under the guise of an inheritance, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you heart infirmity, I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, that is not our inheritance, and we break that curse in the power of Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. All right, keep letting them come out. Now, some of you may have a little problem trying to decide, well, I don't know whether I've got any of that or not. This is one way to give the devil an excuse to get away. Let's challenge everything. You know, it's better to challenge something that may not be there than to leave unchallenged something that is. And I always make a guarantee in these services that if a demon's not in you, it won't come out just because we call it. Okay? But if it is there in the name of Jesus and you enter in, it's going to come out. So a lot depends on your will and your entering in. And we want you to get the full benefit of what God has for you. Now, we're going to break these curses back several generations, back 10 generations. We're going to break them back off of you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have power in the precious name of Jesus. Every one of you curses that goes back 10 generations in our families, we do not accept any demonic inheritance or bondage from our generations past and our ancestry. In the name of Jesus, we break asunder all of that inheritance, and we command every spirit coming down through that ancestral line. In the name of Jesus, now go. Go now, quickly, quickly, release them. If you've got something particular, let one of these workers come in and lay hands on you and command it directly. Just motion for one of them. They'll come in and minister to you directly. If you know something specific you feel like needs to be dealt with. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You have something? Praise the Lord. All right. Let's say after a little more. There's a few more that need to come out. In the name of Jesus, you inherited spirits. Come on out. You spirits of family inheritance, we break that curse right now in the authority of the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you spirits of bodily infirmities and bodily weaknesses, I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, weak eyes, I command you to go. Eye infirmity spirits, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go right now in the power of the blood of Jesus. In the power of the blood of Jesus. All of those infirmities, I command to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every curse that came down through our families because of our ancestors' involvement in the satanic kingdom, we break those curses and we rid ourselves of them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's good. Many are coming out. Many are coming out. Let them continue to go. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's right. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. That's right. Come on out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That demonic bondage must go. That family bondage must go. In the name of Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is showing me that some of you are under a family control spirit. A family control spirit. In other words, that parents or someone in the family has sought to control your life, and you've been afraid. You've been afraid, well, I'm going to hurt them. I know that that is unnatural. I know that that is not of God, and I don't want to hurt them. And you've been hesitant to break that control influence. I'll give you an illustration in my own life. My mother was a precious Christian lady, woman, and a mother to me, and loved me very much. But there were some things that she didn't know about that she was imposing on me. And she had a lot of things that were meaningful to her. Little objects, pictures, and so forth. And she programmed me before she died that I was custodian of all of those things. I was responsible for those things. And they didn't mean a hill of beans to me. But see, out of a sense of what I suppose was loyalty to my mother, I had to really take care of all of these little things that she wrote notes on and told me about and to preserve them. And I tell you, when I found out God didn't require me to do that, and I got rid of that garbage, I tell you, it was really a relief to me. And God's saying that there's some of you here that are just like that. You're trying to perpetuate things within a family that God's not in. They're just material, fleshly, soulish things, and they don't minister anything, but they just keep you all tied up in knots, keep you filled with fears and anxieties and worries because you're under control spirit. You're under possessive spirit. And God wants you to be set free from those things. If you'll agree with it, you can be set free from it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we stand together against you spirits of family control. You spirits of family control and bondage, in the name of Jesus, I command you now to go. Come on out of God's people right now. All over this room. All over this room. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. You old family fears. You old family fears. You old family manipulation spirits. In the name of Jesus, family pressure spirits, in the name of Jesus, family conformity spirits, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Family tradition, that's his name, family tradition, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of family tradition, I command you, go now in the name of Jesus. Family tradition devils, come on out of God's people, all over this room. Family tradition, we break that bondage tradition in the name of Jesus, in the power of the blood of Jesus. In the power of the blood of Jesus. Family tradition. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come on out. Family tradition spirit. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some of you really needed this. You really needed this. Others still coming out. Let them go. That's right. All over this room. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know, many of us have been in all kinds of bondage to traditions of man. Religious traditions and human traditions have a lot of people in bondage. See, we're right in the midst of a season of the year when a lot of people have been in a traditional bondage, which is not scriptural, a Christmas bondage. We've been in a lot of activities, you see, that are not... You know, Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees one day, he said, you make the law of God of none effect by your tradition. And that's what tradition has a way of doing. The tradition of man becomes more important than the commandments of God. And the commandments of God are set aside for the sake of preserving a tradition. Hallelujah. A few years ago, I got interested in breaking traditions. I guess I'm what they call an iconoclast. I break up traditions and images. Hallelujah. And the freedom that you come into. Break those traditions. Man will hold you in fear while they'll say you're crazy. They sure will. I agree with that. They'll say you're crazy. Man, he is nuts. He has flipped. He don't believe in Santa Claus anymore. You know, here's an example. The Scripture says not to bear false witness. The Scripture says not to lie. That's the commandment of God. You tell a child there's a Santa Claus, you're lying. You're deceiving. You are making naught the commandment of God in order to support a tradition. Amen. Did you ever cast out a Santa Claus spirit? Yeah? Santa Claus, Easter Bunny. I was ministering to a young lady one day, and the spirit named itself Easter Bunny. And I said, "You devil, hop out of there." And that's all that went out, eh? Started hopping like a rabbit. Hallelujah. She had Peter Pan and all the rest of them. Praise the Lord. She had Santa Claus. Amen. We just better break those old traditions, religious traditions. Are you really ready to get free? I don't know. I haven't talked enough of you. I don't know how really ready you are. Amen. Praise God. Let's break those old religious tradition spirits. You know, most of us have enough association with denominations and all, and denominations usually are built upon some truth that is just, you know, blown out of proportion to where it gets perverted. And we can get caught up in those things. I remember one religious devil told me one day, said, I'm a spirit of formalism. I'm a spirit of ritual. And I said, "You devil, in the name of Jesus, what's the matter with being formal and ritual?" That devil says, "I keep the Holy Spirit from moving." See, when the Holy Spirit needs to be free to move, if you got your bulletin printed and say, at 9:45 we're going to do this, and at 9:47 we're going to do that. See, that doesn't leave much room for the freedom of the Spirit, does it? That keeps the Holy Spirit from moving. God is a God of order. He doesn't lend Himself to confusion. And the Holy Spirit, when He's leading, it's not going to be confusion, but it's going to be the Spirit leading rather than the flesh. One young lady I was ministering to said, the demon through her said, "I don't dance. I'm a Baptist." And I said, and then he said, "I don't like those tambourines either." I said, "You're one of those devils that hate praise." And I said, "We're going to torment you with praise." So we got tambourines. We started singing and dancing. And that devil just went into a wild frenzy. But it came out as we praised the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So see, a lot of our tradition and religious formalism just hold us in bondage to keep us free from worshiping, from praising, from obeying the Lord. Let's challenge those things. Let's command them to leave us so we can be free to follow and flow in the Spirit of God. All right, in the name of Jesus, we stand against you spirits, you religious spirits, you spirits of religiosity, you old spirits of dead formalism and ritualism, you old spirits of religious traditionalism, in the name of Jesus. We know your kind. We know your evil working. We know how you try to hinder God. And we stand against you in the name of Jesus. Now, you spirits, I command you right now, in the name of Jesus, go. All right, release them in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out, you old spirits of religious bondage. Religious bondage. You hate the name of Jesus. You hate the blood of Jesus. But you're coming out of us. You're defeated out of us right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Spirits of religious bondage. Religious bondage. And dead formalism. I command you to go. Right now in the power of Jesus' name. Right now in the power of Jesus' name. By the power and authority of the blood of Jesus. Now go in His mighty name. In His mighty name. The rest of you religious devils. You religious bondage spirits. In the name of Jesus. You spirits of denominational pride. I command you to go. You spirits of religious pride, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You religious fear spirits, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Now come out of us. Go now, quickly. Go now. Leave us in the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there's another area the Lord has impressed me to deal with. I guess the two-bit label for it is imprecations. You know, an imprecation is a spoken curse. Hope I'm not getting on your territory too much, some of these things. I'm just following the Lord, though. Hallelujah. I heard that you were going to minister on curses or something, teach on that while you was here. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. God wants us to deal with this. Now, let me give you an example. Over in the book of Numbers, it gives us a principle and a pattern there. It talks about a family. And the daughter, the unmarried daughter in the family, makes a vow. She utters a vow. Now, it says that the father has the responsibility either to accept that vow or to disannul or disallow that vow. He can break the force of that vow. He is the spiritual authority in that family. The same thing is said in the same context of the wife in the family. That if his wife makes a statement or a vow that the husband feels like is not wise, the husband should break that vow. Now, if he doesn't, if he does not do it either by neglect or forthrightly permitting it, then that vow stands. But if he disallows it on the day that it is made, he breaks the force of that vow. Now, I found that this has a real application in our lives spiritually. That the husband and father in a family or the pastor or elder in the church who is in spiritual authority, when something is spoken over someone over whom he has authority, he must either accept that or he must disallow it. And if he does not break something that is wrong, then the force of that will carry on. Now, this happens in a lot of persons' lives. Somebody may have gotten mad at you sometimes, and they spoke something evil against you. Like a lady that was under curses one time, and I could see it. She was talking to me. God gave me discernment that she was under a curse. And I said, somebody put a curse on you. Who did that? She said, well, I don't know. Then she said, oh, wait a minute. She said, I used to have a lady that worked for me, and said she got mad at me one day, and she pointed her finger at me and said, you're not going to have anything but trouble for 10 years. See, she spoke that as a curse over that woman's life. She had had two husbands that died violent deaths. She had 4 teenage children that were under curses and had real strange physical ailments in their body. And all the way through, she began to tell me, I began to see a pattern of a natural accent of problems within that person's life. And the rootage of was back when that curse was spoken and that curse was not dealt with. So if there have been things that have been spoken over you, then we need to break the power of those curses. Now, sometimes medical authorities will do that in ministering to a person. They will prophesy something evil. They'll say, all right, you're going to die with this within 6 months. Are you going to have this problem the rest of your life? See, that leaves no place for the healing power of Jesus and for the grace and the miracle-working part of the Lord. So if anybody has spoken anything negative or evil over you in any way at any time, we're going to break the power of those imprecations, those spoken curses in the name of Jesus and take that ground back so that none of that will have any effect in your life. You have a right quick statement or question? Well, this is the sort of general thing I'm talking about, yes. And something is, and it will be a blockage to one's faith. The doctor may be acting in the wisdom that he has as a trained technician in that field, but it is not an expression of faith, and we are not to accept it. So we want to break the force of those things right now in the name of Jesus. Can it be done indirectly by intercession? I don't know if you had any experience in that area. No, I always take a step in that direction. That's my policy, and we'll believe God. We'll believe God. I found this more effective when it's within a family of blood relationships. And when it's done on the part of one who is moving in the Spirit of God and is really following in obedience and say, God led me to do this. Because God has timings for things. God has timings for things. All right, we're going to have to move on. Move on. I think you've got the general drift of it. All right, say with me. In the name of Jesus, I break every spoken curse off of my life. I accept no problems. No negative prophecies. In the name of Jesus. All such spirits that have come in by spoken curses. I command you right now. In the name of Jesus. Go. Alright, come on out in the name of Jesus. You spirits that came in through words spoken in anger. Through words spoken in anger in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now, in the power of Jesus' name, through words spoken in anger in the name of Jesus, through words spoken in retaliation, I command to go. Through words spoken against us in thoughtlessness in the name of Jesus, I command to go. Through words spoken out of hatred in somebody else's heart, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Words spoken in jealousy. Imprecations spoken in jealousy and envy, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. jealousy and envy and hatred, I command you to go right now. We break those bondages. We break those curses right now in the power of Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus' name. Every one of you must go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's a lot of things that we've learned through our years in the ministry of deliverance. And we began to see that a lot of people didn't get real freedom because some of these things that we're dealing with today never were really dealt with. The person couldn't understand, well, I went through deliverance and I never did get real freedom. We're dealing with some root things. We're dealing with some real basic issues here today. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Praise God. Lord, you just show us your way. That's right. All of your spirits must continue to come out in the name of Jesus. Must come out. All of those curses, all those imprecation curses are broken in the power of Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus' name, we are free. We are free in the power of the blood of Jesus. In the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the Spirit, I see spirits of division within families. Family division spirits. Divorce. Separation. Some of the situations hadn't come to divorce, but divorce has been talked. Separation. Argument. Debate. Divisiveness. See, the enemy is a master trying to tear up and wreck our families and our homes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Our homes and families are salvaged. Our homes and families are made strong. In the power of Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus' name. Now, you demons, you've been listening. And you know we're talking about you. And you're afraid. You're already excited. Because you've been working discard in some of these lives. In some of these family situations. Between husbands and wives. And you've brought in hurts. They're spirits of hurt. Because you have been instrumental in bringing hurts into people's lives. Through unkind words and unkind deeds. Hurtful things. In the name of Jesus, your spirits of family discord. Family discord. You work against the unity of the family. You work against the unity in the relationship of husband and wives. Some of you spirits promote petty things. Petty things. Petty things in the name of Jesus. And I stand against you, devils, in the power of the authority of Jesus' name. You old home-wrecking spirits. You old home-disturbing spirits. You devils that come against the welfare of our families and our homes and our home relationships, we stand together against you as one man today. We're in agreement against you, devil. We don't want any part of you. We're not going to have any part of you. In the name of Jesus, now start coming out. Start coming out. Begin to move now in the name of Jesus. Now go in the power of Jesus' name.
Destroyer of family priesthood.
All right, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you demons that come against the family heads, you destroyer of the family priest, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. You're a destroyer of the family priesthood, and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. You attack the headship in these families, and I command you to release God's people right now, in the name of Jesus. Spirits of separation, spirits of divorce, spirits of argument, debate, and strife, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of disunity, discord, in the name of Jesus, I command you, go in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. That's right. Let's get after them. Let's get after them. Don't be embarrassed to enter in on this. If you feel a need of it and the place for it, really enter in. Breathe those things out. Know that they're real. Be free of those things. Ha! In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command you to go. You old spirits of Jezebel, I command you to come on out right now in the name of Jesus. You old Jezebel influenced spirits, I command you to go. I command you to go. You're a usurper of authority. You are a usurper of authority within the family in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and I command you to go. I command you to go right now in the power of Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're free of you. We are rid of you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. There are more of you family spirits, spirits of divorce and separation and contention and strife, heartache, disappointment in the name of Jesus. Somebody in the family has brought deep disappointment to you and shame in the name of Jesus. You spirits of disappointment and shame, I command you to go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of deep disappointment and shame, I command you, spirits of family shame and family embarrassment, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go now in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right? You got Jezebel, let's get Ahab now in the name of Jesus. That's right. You old weak headship spirit, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of weak headship, I command you to go. Hallelujah. Men, God wants us to be the priest and the leader in our families in the name of Jesus. That's the role that He's given to us. We must be strong to fulfill God's commission to us. Maybe, Lord, let me preach on that a little fuller. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Spirits of idolatry. When I command them to come out, you're going to stand against them in your spirit and in your will. You're going to say, you're not going to stay in me. You're going to come out of me. In the name of Jesus, I address myself to every one of you filthy devils of idolatry. Some of you we have discussed today, and others of you we haven't even touched on. But you are there, and you're going to come out of God's people, and we're going to be free. We're going to meet God's conditions for our healing and for our deliverance. In the name of Jesus, spirits of idolatry, begin to come up. That's right. In the name of Jesus, you're going to manifest yourself, and you're going to come out right now in the name of Jesus. That's right. Begin to move right now in the power of Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus' name, spirits of idolatry all over this room, come on out right now. In Jesus' name, go! Go! You spirits of religious idolatry, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, by the power of the name of Jesus, spirits of idolatry, you Christian idolatry, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go right now in the power of the blood of Jesus, in the power of the blood of Jesus. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Come on out of us, every one of you. Come on out. Go now. Go now. Bring all your companions, all your roots go. In the authority of Jesus' name. In the authority of Jesus' name. In the authority of Jesus' name. By the power of the blood of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of idolatry. Family idolatry. In the name of Jesus. Family idolatry spirits. Come on out. You pass down in the families. Come on out right now. Out of each one here in the name of Jesus. Spirits of idolatry, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, religious idolatry. In the name of Jesus. Demons that have come in through so-called Jesus pictures. Come in through crosses and doves and other objects. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. We release ourselves from this. We release ourselves from these curses. In the power of the blood of Jesus. In the power of the blood of Jesus. In the authority of the shed blood of Jesus, every spirit of idolatry is cursed, and it must go now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the power of Jesus' name. By the power of Jesus' name. All spirits that have come in through tradition, through ungodly tradition, other than the traditions of God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you spirits of religious tradition and family tradition and man-made tradition, we cast you out and we command you to go. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're free from the bondage of tradition. Free from the bondage of tradition. Free from its financial burdens. Free from its heathen practices. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You old devils associated with all of those heathen gods, I command you to go from all those gods and goddesses. I curse you in the name of Jesus and defeat you in the power of that blood. And I command you to release God's people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All demons associated with pierced ears, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. You idolatrous devils, You go and you lift off of them that oppression. You take those physical infirmities and spiritual problems out of their lives right now in the power of Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus' name. We curse you in the authority of Jesus' name. We command you to go right now in His name. In His name, all pierced ear spirits, go now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are not in bondage to any idol. We're not in bondage to any man. We break all the bondage from those who have pierced those ears. In the name of Jesus, we break the curses. We break the bondages in the power of Jesus' name. And we set the captives free. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the precious name of Jesus. We are set free. We are set free right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has come in through abortion, in the name of Jesus, I command it to go. Through agreement with abortion, in the name of Jesus, I command all spirits of abortion and murder to go. In the name of Jesus, because I've thought of it, because I've agreed with it, because I practice it, it makes no difference. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we've had men delivered from spirits of abortion because they were participants in a woman having had an abortion. They may have gotten a woman pregnant and paid for the abortion and agreed with it and set it up. So men, don't discount yourself on this. In the name of Jesus, anyone that has agreed with it needs to have God's forgiveness and needs to be set free. We command all such spirits to keep coming out of us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and all spirits of lust and oral sex and perverseness and homosexuality and lesbianism and all of that has to go. It's garbage. And we set ourselves free from it in the name of Jesus. By the power of the precious name of Jesus. By the power of the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to the cross. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus our Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We found it.
Mm-hmm.
I said we have found problems with it. Mm-hmm. Praying hands.
Anybody got anything else you want to just get rid of? I'll collect it up.
Brother, he's a collector here.
I've got a good bearing.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take care of your own things. You're responsible. And be sure that you're acting on your conviction and not somebody else's. Don't act on my conviction. If you're not convinced and convicted about what I'm saying today, don't be condemned about it, but be open and say, God, I want you to show me the truth of what I've heard today. I welcome that. If it's truth, God's Spirit will bear witness. The Holy Spirit will confirm it. And the Lord will show you. I realize some of the things that I've said today are difficult for some people to accept the moment that they hear. But remember that when we hear truth, don't just put it on the shelf and forget about it. You just put it on the shelf long enough to where you know the truth of God about it. So those of us that have been in deliverance and experiencing that, we don't have any problems with this, but people that hear it for the first time, they say, well, I want to hear that again. I want to know a little more about that. And I'm not going to condemn you for that. Not at all. Because I tell you, like I said a while ago, it wasn't all easy for me. I had to pray through on some of it. God began to deal with me about it. But I know the peace that comes with it. I know the joy and the rest that comes at the end of the trail when we've done these things. See, the things that I'm talking about, they do not increase the spiritual value of any Christian's life. The only area that they can possibly minister to you in is the area of your flesh and your soulish nature. That's all it can do. If you're going to give a witness as a Christian, you don't need some ornament on you. We witness to Christ by the character of our life and not by some emblem that we wear with on our bodies. Let them see Jesus in you.
I was just reminded that birthstones come from astrology and come from the Middle Ages through witchcraft. Birthstones are associated with witchcraft and astrology.
Amen. That's right. True. I didn't cover it all, Glenn. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there anything else in this area of spirits that any of you have identified with that you said, well, maybe some others have this problem, the areas of idolatry and those things we've talked about today?
And tattoos?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's some things I don't understand about tattoos, but the Scripture forbids, in the Old Testament, in the Mosaic Law, forbidden to mutilate the body or to mark the body. The Amplified Translation uses the word tattoos. I don't know how to explain this, but I found two people with extensive tattoos on their body, which I could not effect any deliverance for. And they repented of it, and they did everything they knew to make a condition. But they had very extensive tattoos. Now, whether that had anything to do with it exactly or not, I don't know. But I do know that we have ministered to people with minor tattoos, and spirits associated with them have come out. You had something else?
Yes. When you were talking about the piercing of the ears, the Lord took me to the tattoos that I had.
Yes. All right. That's true. All right. Maybe several have tattoos. Sometimes there is some demon association because of what is tattooed. You know, sometimes there's bondages, particular bondages, like a man will have a girl's name, a sweetheart's name, something like that tattooed on his body, and he end up marrying somebody else. That's a little embarrassing, I guess.
Yeah.
And maybe has a picture that's not too nice, or a serpent. A lot of tattoos are in the forms of serpents and things like that, which represents Satan and his kingdom. Maybe we better cover that for the sake of you that have tattoos on your body. All right, bondage to the person, just like the piercing of the ears, true, a bondage to the person who ministered the tattoo. Is this in the area of tattoos or something like that? Well, he's scared up on Booger. Now, I didn't mention that, did I? Now, he scared this one up. All I can tell you is what we have done personally. You know, in the Old Testament, they mention the teraphim. A teraphim were household gods, and they were the images of dead ancestors. And in our home, my wife had pictures of her parents who were deceased and others. And the Lord convicted us that was really in the vein of the teraphim and household gods. And so those things were removed. God convicted us to do it. So we've removed photographs and things like that also from our house. We don't have any representation of man or birds or animals or beasts at all. That's what we have done. If we've gone beyond what God requires, well, I'd rather do that than to fall this short of what God requires. That's kind of the way I feel about it. So, again, let the Lord show you areas here. All right, I want to call for these spirits of tattoo. Can I do that? All right. Yes, just pierced earrings. I have never found any association with the clip-on type of ear pieces, except in instances where they might be associated with something heathenistic or idolatrous, some symbol like that, but not in them at all, just as in the pierced earrings. Well, that's not across the board. We'll talk about that. All right, in the name of Jesus, let's deal with these spirits of tattoos for the men that have had these, maybe a few ladies. In the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit of tattoo, and we break the curse of it. We break every association with them because of the nature and the diagram of that tattoo. In the name of Jesus, we command them in His name to go. We cast you out right now in Jesus' name. Go, you spirits associated with those tattoos. We command you, come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Turn him loose right now in the power and the authority of Jesus' name. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. By the power of Jesus' name. Come on out, all spirits associated with those tattoos, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. That's right. Let him go. Come on out of him. You have no right to him. The curse is broken off of him right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I have a 640 star on my arm that I put on when I was just a little boy. I show you in ignorance what you can do. And this never come to light to me until about a year ago. Brother Dr. Dabbs, I had a seminar with him. He also brought up the Indian jewelry he was talking about. I make Indian jewelry, and it taught me a lot of things not to make, you know, and I don't make them.
Praise the Lord.
But this is a 640 star. It's two triangles. That's the way I put it on there when I was a little boy. I drew two triangles, and then I took carbon out of a dry cell flashlight battery and with needle put that in my arm. My daddy, I thought, was going to beat me to death, but it's in there, see? It's a 640 star. And the only way it can be took out of there unless God removes it is cut it out.
And the power of it is broken.
And the power of it is broken now. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But you see, I've had this since a little boy. Just a small little dumb boy.
Let me lead you in this deliverance prayer, and then I want you to begin to call those spirits out of yourself. All right, say with me, Lord Jesus, I love you, and I know you love me. Lord, you have saved me and redeemed me by your blood. I belong to you. I desire to live for you and to glorify your name. I am through with the devil. All of his ways. I take back all of the ground that I ever yielded to him. And I purpose to live for you. You have forgiven me of all my sins. I forgive every person that has ever trespassed against me. I forgive them now and ask you to forgive them too. Lord, I come to you as my deliverer. I ask you to set me free. Your word promised me, whoever calls upon your name shall be delivered. I call upon you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver me and set me free. Amen. All right, now you just move right into your deliverance. And if you feel like you need help, if there's some of you here that you haven't been through all the teaching and emphasis, then just let somebody come in and help you. Just show a hand, and Brother George is here, and Brother Glenn, and whether David's around somewhere, I guess. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right, you spirits, you must obey. You must obey. You're being renounced. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. In the name of Jesus, you must obey. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. Well, just say, I renounce you, or I don't want you in me, and you just have to come out of me in the name of Jesus. You just praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's great. That's good. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the power of Jesus' name. By the power of Jesus' name, I command you right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. All of you demons are fleeing. All you demons of fear and doubt. All you spirits of infirmity. All of you, in the name of Jesus. Those that have been named and those that are now being named and renounced. We command you, go in the power of Jesus' name. Go in the power of Jesus' name. Go in the power of Jesus' name, by the power and authority of the blood of Jesus. By the power and authority of the blood of Jesus. We command you to go now in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. Go now, right now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of His blood. By the power of His blood. That's right. All the way out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Keep coming out. Keep coming out of Him. All the way. All the way. What's your voice, mate?
Scott.
Scott, yeah. Scott?
Yes, sir.
All right. You doing okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, in these spirits, you know, that before, some of them have tried to take you over and take your power away from you. Some of them have tried to take you out of control where you couldn't control them.
Yes,
sir. And so you stand against them and do not permit them to do that to you. So you have to take you over and control you, control your body where you don't have control of it. If any of them tried to do that, you just say, you can't do that to me, and just keep talking to it, renouncing it, and tell it to come out here and do that to you. Okay? All right. Carry. Praise the Lord. All right. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. That's right. You demons are defeated out of our lives, and we purpose that we will have no other spirit in us other than God's Holy Spirit. Every spirit other than God's Holy Spirit, you must go from us. In the power of Jesus' name. Every unclean spirit, every foul, demon, evil power must leave our lives and our bodies right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
I have confirmed in my mind here that I have just had a despair to try to get to the point where I'm talking to the Lord and tell me what I need to do.
Uh-huh.
I had the ear operated on three times to restore the hearing, and every time it comes fade away and go away. And last time I had a terrific surgery. I had to go clear through the brain and back out. So now that the hearing is faded, and I know the Lord has given me the knowledge of it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I have not been able to apprehend and receive manifestation of that hearing. I know it's going to be the devil.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
I know to do with
people. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And my son, just now, as I was rebuking him, he said his ear started hurting violently.
Amen. All right. In the name of Jesus, we break that inheritance. We break that inheritance curse off of my brother's ears in the power of Jesus' name. And the demon of deafness must go. You must go. Demon of deafness, I command you. go in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. That's right. Deafness goes off of these ears right now. In Jesus' name, and you will not pass down to the son or any other member of the family. You're aborted and you must go right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, heal and repair all the damage that's been done to this ear and restore it and heal it completely, Lord, for the glory of your name. We thank you in Jesus. Amen. All right, just keep on now. Some of them are asking for some ministries, and I'm going to be involved in helping some individuals, and others of you need help. Now, don't hesitate to let somebody help you. Let's minister to one another. Those of you that's had experience in deliverance, begin to help one another. And let's minister. Let's have a little body ministry going on here. All right, so I'm going to be involved here for a while and ministering to some others, so you just hang in there. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.